Anyone who knows me knows that my grandma was my best friend. Growing up in rural Geneseo, I spent a lot of time on my grandparents' farm. Because of that, my grandmother and I developed a very close relationship. And so anyone who knows my grandmother knows she did not want to go farming, but we never would have had the opportunities to interact with each other and develop that relationship the way that we did without the farm. So whether it was picking raspberries together, searching in the barns for baby kittens every spring, those are a really big part of who I am. In August of last year, she passed away at the age of 96. She'd grown up during the Great Depression. She had an eighth grade education, was fiercely independent, devoted to family, and always had a great sense of humor when dealing with life's challenges. They'd moved into town about 20 years before that, and up until age 95 when she had a stroke, she still would go out to the farm and pick vegetables and mow. So she was tough. Right before she ended up going to the hospital for her stroke, she left a letter because she wanted to make sure that her voice was heard and she wanted to make sure that our family knew her story. And so I'm going to share that letter with you tonight. When I was a little girl, there were 13 children in my family. I was third from the youngest. We lived on a farm and we had our chores to do. We had to put up a lot of wood and cobs on the porch to burn in our stove. That's what we burnt to keep warm. We didn't have no toys at that time. We had large orange boxes for our table. Then we made pies out of mud. Sometimes Mom would give us crackers to eat. That was a treat. So my grandparents immigrated to the U.S. from the Netherlands. They spoke Dutch in their home, so she grew up bilingual. And at Christmas, they got oranges. So that was a tradition that she kept alive, and Santa would visit us every Christmas Eve during our family gatherings, and he would distribute oranges to the grandchildren along with a small item. And it was a good reminder of how far we had come and how lucky we were to have all of the gifts under the tree that we did. We had to walk a mile to school. We had to dress warm. And so Grandma's older sister hated that walk so very much that she stopped attending school. And it's my understanding that she never learned to read. When we went to church on Sunday, we had like a three-seater car. There was three of us that had to sit on the tip of the seat. Then after church, my dad would stop uptown then. We had a nickel to spend, so we would go to the store and buy 1 cent things. We don't go away very much. And so one of the stories Grandma liked to tell was of the women in her family kind of meeting at the soda fountain after church when they would be in town. And so they only really lived about 5 miles north of Geneseo. They didn't go into town that frequently. So the ladies would get together and they would go to the soda fountain and get vanilla sodas. And so when I started working at the Dairy Queen in high school, I made a vanilla soda one day and took it to her, an old-fashioned kind, right? And so she took a sip of it, and she started to cry, and she told me that she had not had one of those since she was a very, very young girl. And so something that seemed so simple and small carried so much memory for her and had been such a treat growing up during a very challenging economic time. Our games was we would play house, hide-and-seek, and ball. We had to warm water before we washed in a shed outside the house. When we cleaned house, we had to beat rugs that was on the clothesline and take mattresses outside. That was a terrible job. When we woke up in the morning, there would be snow on the floor. Our windows didn't fit tight. This is my life with Grandpa. So she kind of jumps here to the really important part, right? Because Grandpa's a pretty cool guy. Got married in 1938. Was married 5 years, then Grandpa was called to World War II. I worked in the shop. Grandpa was gone 2 years. I stayed alone. And so my Grandpa Ed was stationed in the Pacific during World War II, and Grandma moved from rural Henry County to San Luis Obispo, California. And so it was quite a big culture shock for her. She didn't just work in a shop. She worked at the Coca-Cola bottling plant, the dry cleaners, and the bakery. And so it was a pretty big change being away that far from family, and that didn't have the technology that we do now, and then also, you know, to be without this person that she cared about so very much and being worried about them a lot. And so those stories are things that she shared with me quite frequently, especially around the holidays. She hated this song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and could not hear it without starting to cry. And so that was something that clearly had a lot of meaning for her. And so when I moved to New York in 2003 to attend school, she would talk to me on the phone. That was my person, right? That was my frame of reference. So here I am, a country kid, and I'm now in the same situation that she had found herself in as a young woman, very far away from family and kind of a lot of my cultural element, as it were. And so I think even with the distance, that was the time when we became closest. And a lot of that was sharing her personal stories with me and then also kind of bonding over what I missed about being in the country. When Grandpa came back, he wanted to go farming. We had nothing in our home. No running water, no bathroom. I had to heat my water before I washed. It was so cold when I washed. Things got better. And so in typical grandma humor with life's challenges, I think that her ending to her little letter kind of says it all. They raised hogs and cattle. When the chickens stopped laying eggs, Grandma would cut their heads off and make dinner. And eventually they built a modular home on the property. Well, they got running water first in the house. Then they built a modular home. Then they sold those two houses and moved into town. And our family still owns the property. We still go out and pick vegetables. I don't get there as often as I would like, but I always know that no matter how far away I go, that my memories of the farm and my memories of my grandmother are my happy place. Thank you.